Tonight, well, we are going to continue our study of the book of Exodus, and we've completed chapters 1 through 4, and so many of you have been interested in getting the study notes, the study questions, I should say, for those, and so if you're interested in those, you've got the Caleb's on duty to pass those out to you, so if you'll raise your hand, either Caleb or Caleb will come and give you one of those. The study questions that they're passing on at this point are the study questions for chapters 5 and 6. I'm not sure if we're going to get all the way through chapters 5 and 6 tonight. We will see what we can do. We might only get through the portion of that. It's been a few weeks since we've been studying chronologically through the book of Exodus. Last time you got Brother Ryan reads a great message from Exodus chapter 1. And so, in Exodus chapter 1, we find the plight of the Hebrew children in Egypt. And then we say that God calls them later out of their midst. But the leader isn't really ready to be a leader yet. And so, God took some time and equipped him right on the backside of the desert, and that man's name was Moses. And then called him yet again to go to Pharaoh, and God really spoke in significant ways. And when he got there, the people, when he spoke to the people, the people believed him. The people embraced all that he had to say, and they bowed down and worshiped God. And the greatest thing about that is, that's exactly what God told Moses would happen. And so God was faithful, he was true to his word. And so tonight we come to chapter 5. And this is where we find Moses going into Pharaoh. Caleb, did you have any of those questions left? Or you pass them all up. Now I have one of those. It'll save me from flipping back to the back every time. That'll make it help. You just put them up. He's such a good and faithful son most of the time. So I invite you to turn to the book of Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. We'll be reading through this passage little by little and stopping and looking at the things that God has for us here. Go ahead and bring that up to me, bud. Thank you so much. I should have grabbed one earlier, but I wasn't sure if we had enough. Okay. So, Exodus chapter 5, let's begin by reading the first few verses. The Bible says that afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And if you will then know as the Lord, then you shall obey his voice to let Israel go. Fear ye not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And if you will again the Hebrews that went with us, let us go and pray thee 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord your God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with a sword. And the Lord said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens? And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land know you are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. So the first thing that we notice here in chapter 5, verse 1, is who went in to talk to Pharaoh? Who do we find there going in to talk to Pharaoh? That's who you see. That's right. Moses and Aaron went in and they spoke to Pharaoh. Now the question is, was this in obedience to the plan of God? Now you have to back up just a couple of chapters, but if you look at back at chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, and if they hearken to thy voice, and if they call thy and the elders of Israel unto the king of Egypt. What ended up happening was not exactly what God had intended. God had intended See, when the plan is, and that's when he says, when the pestilence and when the sword, Sacrifice to our God.
ingredients that they've been producing. And if you're not going to give them the strength to make the bricks, they still have to produce the same quota. Does that make sense? And if they took the guilt, they hear the consequences. And the last thing you can say is, because they are idle, the lazy. Because they're asking to go out and worship in the desert. They're a bunch of lazy guys. So you think, wow, the people who are supposed to have to be diminished even now, they're going to go and get there. And what are you doing? Wow. And the people who are supposed to have to be diminished even now, they're going to go through 12. Let's say 11 and 12. Scripture goes on and says, let their Lord be made upon the men that they may labor therein, and let them not reveal your vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and the officers, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you strength. Go ye, get your strength where you can find it, yet not your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. So Pharaoh is no longer afraid of being attacked, and so they tell him, go find it wherever you can. And so they went and went all over the countryside, but they could not even find straw. They only were able to find bits of stubble to do their work. And so as a result, the punishment was exacted in verse 13. It says, and the taskmasters commanded them, saying, fulfill your works. In other words, they're telling them, hurry up, get your job done. Your daily task is when there was strength. It doesn't matter that you have given you what you need to do, you got to get it done. And then, verse 14, the officers of the children of Israel, which were the taskmasters, and said to them, we're beaten. And demanded, wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making bread both yesterday and today as heretofore? Can you imagine if you were told to do a job or to do your homework or do a project for school and they said, you got to do this, but we're not giving you anything to do it with? Maybe you were with it. Young people, students, how would you feel for being punished for not getting a job done that you didn't have the right equipment or supplies or whatever to do the job? How would that make you feel? Angry. Or quit your job. And unfortunately, that was an option for the Hebrew slaves. Be a servant too, wouldn't you? Okay. And so, these taskmasters, they were Egyptian. They were the ones who were the masters over the task, that's the nine taskmasters, you know. But the others, the officers, all the translations will refer to these people as foremen. And I like that because I understand that better. The foremen or the officers were leaders. They were the ones who were the leaders over all of the different records. And so the taskmasters came back and they demanded that they continue, even though they didn't have the strength to make the bricks. Well, if they did not meet the quota, did you notice what happened to the officers? In verse 14, what happened there? They were beaten. So now the question is if I am a Hebrew officer, a foreman over a team of workers, and I've just been beaten, because I could not do a job that I didn't like, but I was doing it today. But I couldn't do it today, I couldn't do it yesterday, because Moses and Aaron going to Pharaoh and mouthing off. How would that make you feel about Moses and Aaron? People talk about how they're fighting, we see some interaction between these officers or these firemen and Moses. Tonight. Someone knowing God's saying how little some we are and we're going. We're both saying how little some we are and we're going. We're going to fire up. Okay. But in God's will, they're really doing exactly what God was telling them to do. And then a group of people who don't like the situation, who are struggling because of it. This group of people then rebukes that one who's following God's will. The response of that group of people. Then they get close to somebody and say, what are you doing? The officers, the firemen, then they get close to somebody. Now they want the firemen. But they can't get started on their problem by joining around the problem. But they can't get started on their problem through human. We're guilty of that sometimes too. Trying to solve our predicaments and solve our problems by making things happen on our own, by going to the right people and talking to them and making things work out, when really we should just seek God's face and trust that He's in control. And we know I'm guilty. I know I'm guilty of this. So if we're not happy as a group of men, we are desperately angry. With Moses and Aaron, even though Moses and Aaron were doing exactly what God had told them to do. But notice what happens next. Verses 22 and 23. Right after Moses and Aaron had been rebuked by this group of people, Moses returned to the Lord. Well, that's good. Amen. Moses returned to the Lord. Somebody that you think is supposed to be on your side and all of a sudden has a problem with you and they no longer have your back. This is the question and turning to God, but his words were irreverent. But oh, praise God, because he is gracious and merciful and patient with us. And he can handle irreverent words. At times, he can handle us questioning him. He can handle us by going to him and crying out, "Why, God? Why are you doing this? Why are you not doing what you told me you were going to do?" God can handle that. But let's learn to trust. Because we find in chapter 6, because God reminds Moses that he is a God of covenant. Now, what is a covenant? Do you remember? It's a promise. Okay? And so, in Exodus chapter 6, when we find God reaffirming his promise of deliverance for the people, and he says, "I will keep my covenant." Next one, verse 1 says, "What I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he lead them, and with a strong hand He has ever made to us. Thank you. such a way that you will be blessed. I will forgive you of your sins. I will remember those sins no more. And we have a blessing. Of the Hebrew people, and Lord, I thank you for your plan of redemption for me. And God, I just pray that you will help us to remember who you are. You are Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty. Father, help us to trust in you. Help us to lean upon you and see your plans. And Lord, when those difficult times come, when we face opposition, sometimes from without, but sometimes from within, Lord. I just pray that you would help us to turn to you and trust. Father, we pray in Jesus' name.